Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ben and Woods, but Woods and Paul are now on the road as they head to Fantasy Camp in Arizona. We will be broadcasting live from Padres Spring Training Complex in Peoria, Arizona tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Looking forward to it. It's always a great time with terrific guests, great stories from the coaches who come back, the Padres alums who will be there. Everyone's in really good spirits. Our friend Major Garrett's going to be there, which is why I will potentially, at least for tonight, and I didn't even think about this, I just assumed I'll just crash on the couch, but Woods has invited me to sleep in his bed with him tonight in the master bedroom. And now I, of course, will be stewing over that for the entire six-hour drive. Let me introduce, though, our fearless leader, Adam Klug, who has stepped in for Paulie on the board and will be with us for the next couple of hours for the remainder of the show. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. It's funny. I can't tell you the last time I slept in a bed with another guy, which is, I mean, I'm sure not unusual. You know, growing up, my brother and I had bunk beds, but, you know, they're totally separate levels.
Right.
But, like, in an actual, like, same level bed, king bed or queen bed. Now, I girls do it all the time. Like, if my wife went on a trip with,
sure,
you know, they have no trouble. Oh, yeah, they'll just sleep in the same bed. But us as guys, we feel more uncomfortable about it for some reason. We probably shouldn't, but now I am just, like, thinking of the possibility. Like, why would I sleep on a couch if there is a perfectly good, very large bed that has plenty of room for two people, and the other person just happens to be Woods?
I'm trying to think now when the last time I was. It's probably been over 10 years.
So you've done it before?
Before, like, yes. I literally can't think of the last time.
Yeah.
Sometime in college, you know. God, it's been 20 years since I graduated college. Maybe it's been 20 years.
On a trip with some guys, like in a hotel or something. I can't even remember if I've ever done that.
You become an adult and you get your own room.
But there's absolutely no reason. I mean, Woods smells nice. There's nothing wrong with him. And I don't know how much he snores.
I don't know
how much I snore at this point. I think less than I used to. Will we get a good night's sleep next to each other? I'm certainly not. You shouldn't be there should be no reason I should be as uncomfortable as I'm feeling about it right now.
This is going to dome you out the rest of the day.
Exactly.
And you, my bet is you'll end up sleeping on the couch.
Or just like in my car at some point. Or I'll just go get a hotel room tonight.
But you are a car sleeper.
I have slept in the car. I don't sleep overnight in cars. I take naps in cars, like 15 minutes. But I don't know that I want to sleep for 6 hours.
What?
Especially, it's supposed to be very cold overnight.
What's the longest you've ever slept in the car?
Probably like 2 hours, maybe. That's probably my max of comfortable sleeping. But why would I, when there is a perfectly good bed with plenty of room for two people, and it just happens to be the person that I spend hours and hours every day with on the air on the other side of that bed? We're adults. We can get through that, right?
I sure think so.
I mean,
I just don't think you're going to.
I just don't know. I just don't know.
God.
Would I, if there's like a couch, but it's really uncomfortable? You're not allowed to use Paul's buttons in that way.
I think I just did.
Adam, you're not allowed to use those buttons.
I think I just did.
Apparently, you know, you can get through just about anything. As you did yesterday, tell everybody who was not listening or watching the Gwen and Chris program what happened on yesterday's show with you, Adam.
Well, first of all, if you weren't listening or watching, Gwen and Chris yesterday. You should have been, right? Live and local programming all day here on 97.3 The Fan. But
I would have been, but I was anchoring the news on Channel 10, and I missed
it. I will excuse you. One of our wonderful listeners, John in Temecula, also has a business where he makes his own salsa, and he's delivered them to the station and given them to all the people.
Yeah, it's really good salsa, by the way.
It's delicious. And this
I got the medium.
I did as well. This is before the break. He dropped me off a medium, and I kind of complained about it. I said, not complained, it's delicious. I go, what is this weak stuff? I like it spicy, and I like it hot.
We know this about you.
And I think, well, it seemed like Tony and Chris had forgotten that I like spicy. And
what do you mean they forgot? You had the whole...
I ate the Thai 10 on their show
a couple of years ago.
They're like, we didn't even know that you like spicy. Like,
what?
Yeah, I like spicy. And so I said, like, I told Scravies.
You like, okay, there's a difference between liking it and being able to stand it, though. You actually enjoy spicy foods.
I like spicy that is, that I can actually eat and enjoy. I don't want my mouth to be set on fire. I want to actually eat the food, buffalo wings or whatever, but medium is not my jam. And so I told Scraby, like, I want to at least try the ghost pepper and see what it's all about. And so he reached back out to John in Temecula. He came back and he brought in the ghost pepper salsa that he makes of his own yesterday. And I ate it on the air and I easily survived it. I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I didn't flinch. I didn't drink any milk.
Now, this is a product that is made for human consumption.
It is.
It's a salsa.
And it was delicious. The flavor was very good.
You loved it. But how spicy was it? Because I don't do the ghost peppers. I don't really do like Carolina Reapers are the ones that are supposed to be insanely high on the Scoville scale. That's
right.
I think ghost peppers. So I was watching an episode of Chopped and they explained it. A jalapeno, which, you know, some people think jalapenos are spicy. Others are like, not that bad at all.
Right.
Jalapenos can range anywhere from 100 to 100,000 on the Scoville scale.
Correct.
That's how spicy it is. A ghost pepper is usually over 1 million on that scale. So it's at least 10 times hotter than the hottest jalapeno you've ever eaten.
And I'll be honest with you, Ben, that yesterday on Braden's show, he and Frank were going through all the different Scoville levels for different variations of peppers. And I did start to get a little nervous when he talked about how many Scoville, how high on the scale the ghost pepper goes compared to jalapeno or whatever. And I started getting nervous, but when I got in there, and by the way, we were prepared. We had milk and bread, which is supposed to be better for kind of neutering.
Better than water.
Correct.
Yeah.
Water is supposed to make it worse.
Diminish the spicy after effects in your mouth.
I only planned on taking one spoonful of the salsa. I took three. I didn't flinch. I didn't have any milk or bread.
You're tougher than I am when it comes to spicy foods. I know that for sure.
Matt Scraby had a little bit tougher of a time than I did.
Oh, so he tried it as well.
He did.
But
Tony and Chris wouldn't try it.
They didn't try it.
Would you try it?
Would I try it?
I think you could handle this.
Yeah, I probably could handle a little bit of it. I don't think I'd enjoy it like you did, though, in any sense.
It was tasty.
I don't think I'd enjoy it. If it's just too hot, I can't taste any of the other flavors. I just get the heat, and that's about it.
This didn't even come close to comparing the handful of jelly beans that I ate on the show, however long ago.
But I think I'd rather do really, really spicy than the beans that we had.
Those were terrible.
Those were so bad.
Horrible.
Still have nightmares, really, about those beans.
Absolutely.
I just can't believe that they like market them to children. As bad tasting as they are.
That seems inhumane.
I'd rather do the elf spaghetti again that I did during the Christmas and holiday extravaganza when I ate cold spaghetti with tomato sauce, chocolate sauce, marshmallows, maple syrup, M&Ms, and probably a couple of other things.
Pretty
much
everything sounds delicious. Except
and I had
cold,
a big, big, giant mouthful of that, and it was horrible. It was awful, but I'd rather do that than those jelly beans again.
I couldn't agree more.
Adam, how excited are you? I think we are now 78 days away from opening day for the San Diego Padres.
It's interesting you view it in terms of opening day rather than like what comes first in the calendar, which is pitchers and catchers reporting, and we're less than 5 weeks out.
We're getting closer.
Levitt will be in Peoria in less than 5 weeks.
I mean, I'll be in Peoria in less than 7 hours.
Not for spring training.
For spring training, but you get that feeling, though, that it's close when you're out there and you're reminded that we are closing in on the start of baseball season and pretty excited. I was amazed. You know, the Padres have not had a hugely active offseason. They did re-sign Michael King. Obviously, they added Sung Myung Song. But I was stunned yesterday when the Pittsburgh Pirates, no, it was the Colorado Rockies signed, who did they sign? They signed the pitcher Michael Lorenzen to a one-year deal. And with that signing,
how
it
dare
left...
you disrespect Ty Adcock?
And Ty Adcock. The Padres have also added Ty Adcock. But with that signing, did you know that the Boston Red Sox are now the only team in baseball that hasn't signed a free agent this offseason?
That's pretty surprising.
The Boston Red Sox.
With teams like the Marlins and Pirates.
Yeah,
and...
I mean, maybe they're almost nobody free agents. Michael Lorenzen gets a one-year, $8 million deal. But the Rockies have now done something. And it was down to just those two teams. And now it's just the Boston Red Sox, who I expected to be pretty active in the market this offseason. When you're in the AL East and you're competing against the Yankees, the Blue Jays,
the Orioles
and now
active.
The Orioles, who have been doing all sorts of things, the Red Sox are in danger of kind of being lapped by the field. They'll be the also-rans with the Tampa Bay Rays likely next season. And the Tampa Bay Rays always find a way to be good even without spending money. So I was surprised that the Red Sox are the only team that hasn't done anything.
Don't ask me why I was thinking about this, but this is how my mind works because I'm a sports fan like you. And I was thinking about the Red Sox and Alex Bregman and the fact that he opted out of his contract. He had 2 years and $40 million per year left on that deal. I mean,
he clearly wants the longer-term deal.
He hit 18 home runs with 62 RBIs last year. He hasn't hit more than 30 home runs since 2019. Like, is he really getting a deal? And he's aged right now. He's older. He's 31. Is he really going to beat $40 million AAV?
As a reasonable human being, it sounds crazy to opt out. But there are very few baseball players who ever have regretted that decision in the history of free agency.
Is he a Boris guy?
I think he is. But it doesn't matter who your agent is. The opportunity to become a free agent is almost always a beneficial one when you're a Major League Baseball player that's coveted. Now, will he get $40 million a year on a longer? No, he's going to have to take less, but he's looking for the long-term security. Question is, if Kyle Tucker can't get it, is Alex Bregman going to get it right now?
That's my point.
Are we going to see a couple of more like waves of big signings, or is there going to be that, as the Dodgers call it, like waiting around the backboard for the rebound for the guys that were hoping to get the big deals, and they didn't quite get it, so they'll have to accept a shorter deal, maybe similar to the one that he signed with the Boston Red Sox, another 2 or 3 year deal at a decent price, but not the long-term 6, 7, 8 year deal that they were looking for.
I mean, is it interesting at all that Alex Bregman hasn't signed, Framber Valdez hasn't signed, Kyle Tucker hasn't signed, Ranger Suarez hasn't signed, but Dylan Cease signed a massive deal, what, a month ago? Like, it was so far ahead of the rest of these free agents. I find that to be interesting.
It was definitely, just quickly get it done and you know where you're going. I mean, there's an advantage for players who... Especially for a guy like Dylan Cease.
But the level of interest in Cease compared to Valdez and Suarez?
I don't know how much interest there was in Cease that early. I think Dylan Cease knows himself and knows that his comfort level and knowing where he's going to play, and he got a big offer, and he's like, they probably had the discussion. Should we now take this to a bunch of other teams and see if we can play with it for a few weeks and see if we can drive up and get a few million dollars more? Or shall we just say yes and go, we did pretty darn good with this. Let's not fool with it. Let's sign. You know you're going to Toronto. You can prepare for the entire offseason thinking, I know I'm going to be a Blue Jay. I can get ready for my spring training in Florida and everything. I think Dylan Cease, just kind of getting to know him and his thoughtful personality and just how he approaches things, he didn't want to be that guy that was waiting until the very end of spring training or the very middle of spring training to sign a deal just so he could squeeze out another million or two on the contract.
So you're not differentiating a high level of interest among the Blue Jays and Cease compared to the lack of level of interest between these other free agents and their teams. You're saying maybe these other free agents are more interested in delaying their decision, whereas Cease wanted to go ahead and get it over.
Yeah, I think so. And the Blue Jays, clearly, unlike almost any other team, they got so close to the brass ring. And their ownership made the decision, hey, let's go out and be aggressive. Let's see if we can win one more game next year. And they have gone out and they have made more moves than just about anybody this offseason. So they probably were the most aggressive bidder early. And maybe Dylan Cease just read that right. Okay, they're making an aggressive offer. I don't need to play the field. We're not going to go shopping around for a bunch of teams. Let's just say yes. Sometimes when you get the answer, what's that phrase? When you get the answer you want, accept it. And that was the contract he was looking for. It was the length he was looking for. They just accepted it. They didn't necessarily think, we can now play with this for a month and go to the winter meetings and see if we can, you know, raise the price by creating a bidding war. They just took it. They took a good deal when it was presented to them. They said yes, and now Dylan Cease is a Toronto Blue Jay, right? Yeah. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, as Woodsy mentioned, Adam has booked a special guest for us who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, but we'll reveal who is going to be with us, a name from Adam's past, coming on to the show at 8:40 this morning. Plus, we will give away some SDSU basketball tickets for Saturday night's blackout game at Viejas Arena against Fresno State. We'll get to all of that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bad news for San Diego State. I mean, they've been playing well. They won on Tuesday night against Boise State. Or no, they won on Saturday against Boise and then Tuesday at Nevada. But they no longer have any quad one wins anymore because, for whatever reason, Nevada dropped 4 spots last night without playing to 79, which turns the quad one win over the Wolfpack on Tuesday into a quad two win over the Wolfpack because the cutoff is 75 on the road. If you beat a team that's in the top 75 in a road game, that counts as a quad one win for your NCAA tournament metrics, but Nevada is no longer a top 75 team. And that changes, obviously, over the course of the season.
This is such a funky quirk of college sports. It's the same thing in college football, right? You beat the number 7 team in the country, they're no longer ranked 7th. They drop in the ranking. Right. So are they as good as they were when they beat you? Or
I mean, it makes sense. When you beat Penn State at number 2 early in the season, yeah, that looked like it was a really big win. And then by the end of the year, he goes, yeah, you should have beat. You probably should have beaten by more than you did beat them. So, yeah, you don't really know. The net metric, which is one they do use in the NCAA selection committee, doesn't really mean anything until the end of the season. And that's when the numbers will go in front of the committee and they'll look at the records against quad one, quad two opponents. This is a snapshot. And at the moment, San Diego State, once again, does not have any of those coveted quad one victories that are influential in helping determine whether you can get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They had one for a brief hot second on Tuesday because Nevada was 75, but now that they're 79, the Aztecs are once again without a quad one victory.
But if Nevada can go on a little run and win some games, then that win matters
exactly.
All of a sudden.
Exactly. You know, Boise State is 64, but you beat them at home, and I think you only get a quad one win for like 1 through 30 at home. I think it's 1 through 30 at home, 1 through 50 for a neutral site, like, you know, the Aztecs game against Arizona, and 1 through 75 for a away game. So they only will have a couple of more opportunities. Utah State is right now number 16 in the net. I don't know if they'll stay there, but if they did, the Aztecs will play them twice, and they will both be quad one games. Even the one at Viejas Arena would be a quad one game. Beyond that, New Mexico is number 45, so the road game at New Mexico would be a quad one game. And then if Boise State stays in the top 75, the road game at Boise at the end of the season would be quad one. But that's it in terms of opportunities to, you know, bolster the resume and try to get that at-large bid to the NCAA tournament, because you didn't get it done in your non-conference schedule. You did not get any impressive wins. The win over Oregon, they're 13th in the Big Ten right now. They're a 500 team. It's a power conference team that you beat, but it's not that impressive. Your losses are quality losses to Arizona and Michigan, and Baylor's pretty decent, but you didn't win any of those games. So the Aztecs, again, have a resume problem for the NCAA tournament, which is why they may have to win the conference tournament, the Mountain West Conference tournament, at the end of the season.
I was going to ask you if you think they're already there, where they have to win the tournament.
At this moment, yeah. Yeah. Now, if they went and, you know, swept Utah State and won at the Pit, and then they had three quad one wins at the end of the season and, you know, went 16-2 in the Mountain West and won the conference going away, then I could say, okay, that's an at-large resume right there, even without the big non-conference wins. But if they go 14-4 and they just have one quad one win in conference, then they're going to have to win the conference tournament to likely make the NCAA tournament. If you are interested in going to see the Aztecs play, try to go for 5-0 in the Mountain West on Saturday night at Viejas Arena. Got some tickets to win right now. Let's do the fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Get you a pair of tickets to go see the Aztecs and the Fresno State Bulldogs. It's blackout night at Viejas Arena, so they want fans to wear black for the game. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. You can get your own tickets by going to GoAztecs.com or win them now by calling 833-288-0973. Stay on the line, though. Before, Adam, you answer the phone calls, when we come back, we are scheduled to be joined by your surprise guest. Now, it's not a surprise to me, but we didn't tell Paul and Woods who's going to join us. But after the break, we will be joined by someone you worked with. How many years did you work with our guest?
6 years.
6 years. He has a very interesting resume. He was a college basketball star at Oklahoma State and then went on to become a national media host at ESPN, CBS, and other outlets, and then has given all that up to become a college basketball head coach at Wisconsin Green Bay. And if you follow sports at all, you know that we'll be talking to Adam's former host, the show he produced, The Doug Gottlieb Show. Doug Gottlieb is going to join us coming up next. Now, I am fascinated to learn more about Adam Klug through the eyes of Doug Gottlieb in our next segment.
And to note, for those who aren't totally familiar with the story, he didn't give everything up with the coaching and the radio all at once.
Not at the beginning.
He did them concurrently for 2 years, the only Division I college basketball coach with a national radio show in America for 2 years.
There's a reason for that, too, and I'm going to ask him about that. I mean, trying to juggle, I'm someone who juggles two jobs, but one of them is not coaching a Division I college basketball team. Feels like that would be a very difficult, I don't know, to have all those balls in the air at the same time. And I'm curious to see how he did and didn't make it work. Obviously, he gave it up last month. I think it was his last show. And now he's just doing the coaching. But he's going to call us. I think he's at practice actually right now. But he's doing it for you, Adam. He's your guy. I actually, you know, you're on his Wikipedia page.
Am I really?
Yeah. If you look up Doug Gottlieb on Wikipedia, it says, and he and his longtime producer, Adam Klug, then moved to CBS Sports Radio or whatever in the bio. You actually get a mention in his Wikipedia page.
Interesting.
You guys that close and that related in the sports media world. So when we come back, we will be joined by Wisconsin Green Bay college basketball coach and former national radio host Doug Gottlieb is going to be with us next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Higgins, Adam Klug with you, and Sports Junkie in our YouTube chat says Ben is so giddy right now. He spelled it G-I-T-T-Y, but then corrected himself with a little asterisk on another post, G-I-D-D-Y. Adam, you've been going through the misspelling typo torture chamber with Pauly for the last few minutes as
correct.
Well. I hate when I do that, like on a Twitter post or something, and I look back, or a text even, and then I have to send another text, and I hit the asterisk, and then get the correct spelling, because you just have to show the other person that you're not an idiot.
You're aware you made a typo?
I'm aware that spell correct maybe, you know, got me, and it's not the word I was intending. I'm not the idiot that text makes me look like, so then you have to send another text and a little asterisk, and that you show that you can spell the word correctly. And I do that all the time, just like Sports Junkie did. I know you know how to spell giddy, Sports Junkie. It wasn't your fault, but thank you for correcting yourself. And I am. Not because I'm a particularly large Wisconsin-Green Bay basketball fan. In fact, I can't even remember their mascot at the moment, unfortunately. I just want to know more about the relationship between host and producer Adam Klug, when we'll be joined by Doug Gottlieb coming up in just a couple of minutes. By the way, congratulations to Kevin, who won the tickets to the San Diego State basketball game on Saturday night. He called in and won during the break, so congratulations to Kevin. We'll take a little break for traffic, and then when we come back, we're going to call up Doug Gottlieb from, I believe he's at practice right now, but he's going to spend some time with us with here and his former producer, Adam Klug, on 97.3 The Fan. All right, we're going to go out to our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. And we are joined by the head coach at Wisconsin Green Bay. You probably know him better from his many stints in the national media, national radio host, and for about 6 or 7 years, Adam Klug was his producer. Doug Gottlieb joins us right now on 97.3 The Fan. Doug, it's a pleasure to meet you. I actually met you a long time ago. I announced some of your high school basketball games way back in the day when you were at Tustin and came down to Torrey Pines, which is where I went to school. It was probably like 1992 or 3.
We didn't play at the Torrey Pines.
Was it maybe it was the summer tournament in Las Vegas then? I know I announced one of your games.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I remember Stephon Marbury.
Shea Cotton, Stephon. I was on the mic for that game.
My senior year, I remember Stephon Marbury did. But no, we and San Diego. The only high school game I played in San Diego, we played in the state tournament. Our first round, we lost. My last game was against El Camino, which I don't remember much
Ray Johnson,
about that
El
game.
Camino Wildcats. Yeah, they were always a powerhouse then as well. Obviously, you kept the basketball career going through college and then turned it into a media career. When did you first meet Adam Klug, though? Like, when was the first meeting between you guys? Do you remember, like, what happened? Was it a setup? Was it just
I don't remember if he was a fill-in producer or they just gave me a producer when my producer left. And I was like, who's this guy who looks like American History X, you know, when he had the shaved head and he hadn't ever seen either sunlight or a weight room in his life.
Adam, is that how you remember the story as well?
It seems pretty accurate.
All right. Not bad. What kind of producer was he, Doug?
He's the best. Cougar's my boy. Hey, I mean, I was at my best with him because, as you know, even as he, you know, as the PD at your station, like he's, you know, the lesson you learn, and I've learned this now in coaching in a basketball program for a year and a half, is like you're only as good as who's with you. You know, your staff is everything. And Adam was the best producer I've ever had. I'm in the business 25 years, 22 years nationally, 23 years nationally. Nobody like Adam, just because he loves it. He works at it. He's passionate about it. There isn't a day that goes by that you work with him that he's not coming in ready and fired off. His opinions usually aren't particularly good because they're mired in the emotion of being, you know, a Georgia sports fan. But outside of that, he couldn't be any better.
The man loves talking sports. And I thought I loved talking sports. I mean, I got into this business. I've been doing nothing but sports TV and radio for now almost 30 years. And I thought I liked talking sports. And then I met Adam, and sometimes it just becomes even too much for me. Like, I just can't even talk about it anymore. It's just nonstop. The guy just loves sports.
He's a machine. He's an animal. All right. So what's the biggest topic in America's finest city today?
The biggest topic in America's finest city is always, what are the Padres going to do next? We are a Padres town through and through. Now that the Chargers are gone, they remain the number one story. The second story is San Diego State basketball. And I know, your brother used to be an assistant on Steve Fisher's staff. He's now, they're red hot now with Stacey Terry Hudson and the women's team. They won their seventh game in a row last night. So I know you keep tabs on the program. It's been a little bit of a disappointing start. They seem to be turning things around right now. They're 4-0 in the Mountain West, but we thought this was going to be one of the best teams Dutch has had, and that included the one that made it all the way to the national championship game and just hasn't really played out that way so far for his team.
Well, they had injuries early in the year, didn't they?
They had Magoon Gwath was never healthy, totally coming back, but they've had their full lineup most of the games. They just have not looked particularly healthy. And, he's trying to play an 11-deep rotation, trying to figure out how to get enough minutes for all the players, which is, you're a coach. You know that can be a real challenge.
People ask, what's the difference to my team? We were bad, or, one level of competition who we're playing. But, the shorter our bench, the better we've played, because guys know they're going to be able to play through some mistakes. But, the problem is with you have so many new pieces. So, one, you got to figure out, all right, who's really ready right now? Who do we want to develop? And then who do we play with? Because you got to get four other guys. So it's a mix. And, honestly, the non-conference is so hit or miss. You just are, and then the other part to it is, and I know they don't have a ton of money in comparison to the big boys at the top, but they do have some money. And then, you spend money on kids and you think, okay, well, this guy's, but it's just like free agency in baseball and in football. The hit rate's not 100%. It's not even 50% in terms of what you expect. So, I do think that one thing that the Aztecs are prepared for is new players, because, you talked about my brother when they first started the program there and really got it going, they did it on transfers, a ton of transfers. And then they brought in, my assistant coach, Eric Sanders, played at San Diego State.
Oh,
played 4 years.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. I remember Eric. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the point is that they had, when back then when you transferred, you sat out a year. So you were kind of part of the culture when you got there. Now, a guy gets off the plane and you give him a jersey and he's in layup lines. So it's different. But, I thought that Boise State game was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Saturday night, I think?
Yeah,
those
triple
games are always
overtime.
Good.
Yeah.
And then if you saw Boise yesterday, they got their asses kicked at home by GCU. I kind of think that was because, the San Diego State game was so devastating to them, right? It takes so much out of you that the next game becomes really, really hard. You have no energy, because the energy of playing against the Aztecs is they're getting everybody's best shot. Because even though last year's team wasn't a Final Four team, now they carry around. It's very, very different now. Now San Diego State is a national brand. I laugh when people say, well, they're a mid-major. In what world is San Diego State a mid-major? They don't have the money of USC and UCLA, but they definitely have the pedigree and the prestige. And financially, they're in a way better spot than us. So, there's somewhere in that kind of middle area, and you gotta figure out where it goes. So, Dutch will be, they'll be fine. They're like you said, what they do in league is what matters.
Doug Gottlieb joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. And Doug, you're the perfect person to ask about this. You mentioned a few minutes ago that San Diego State doesn't have the money to spend like other schools do. You are a former college athlete. You've been in the national media covering college sports for a long time, and now you are an active head coach. Can you describe the evolution of NIL and how it's impacted college sports from your time playing to what you deal with now as a head coach?
Well, you were with me back when everybody would talk about this stuff. And what did I say it would end up being?
They're jobs. They're professionals.
Well, they're not professionals, but it ends up being pay for play. The idea of it, this is people on Twitter and people who have no clue and people who have fantasized about it. They thought it was about Jeremy Bloom and, can you be an Olympic athlete and still get sponsorship dollars? The problem is, the second you okay a sponsorship dollars, the second that all these schools that wanted to pay kids or were paying kids illegally are just going to start buying them. So what's it turned into? It's turned into pay for play. But yeah, it sounds like it should be a good idea that they're professionals, but they're not, because you can't fire them. You know, you can't fire them. We operate, at least in college sports, under a tax exempt status, right? If it becomes a job, that goes away. Everything gets, you know, everything gets increased in price, you know, 1.5 to 2x. So, but yeah, it's evolved into, you're just buying guys. And it, and you know, at my level, it's a little different. You know, everybody in my program gets paid something, not a ton, but something. Some guys make a good little amount of money, and we're still trying to, you know, give them the type of experience that they want to stay with, you know, build a brotherhood where they feel connected to the players, connected to the coaches, connected to the community. But you know, again, reality is it's pay for play at most places. And, you know, the education, you know, like last year we had the second highest team GPA. This year we have one kid in a little midterm class. If he gets an A in it, which he's trending towards, it we'll have, again, second highest team GPA in school history. But, you know, that nobody actually cares unless you win. Now all of a sudden everybody loves us because we're winning games. So it sucks. I love my 4 years in college. My opinion is that your NIL value is what you get to benefit from when you get out of school. But if you want to play in this world now, play in the big sandbox, you're going to have to find ways to raise money and pay kids, because it's become pay for play.
Speaking of jobs, Doug, until recently, you were trying to pull off two at the same time that, to me, felt almost impossible. I mean, yeah, we've seen coaches who will serve as an analyst, you know, and you know, on a desk, you know, for a day or two. But you were hosting a national radio show and coaching an NCAA Division I college basketball team at the same time. What was that like? Was it more than you expected? Just kind of give us the story of trying to juggle both of those things.
It wasn't a juggle. It wasn't honestly terribly difficult.
Really?
I just didn't have that much of a life. And there were some things to the program I wanted to do a little bit more of. But honestly, it wasn't, just because, you know, as Adam knows, and it evolved over time, but I was running a basketball program. I did TV games. I did radio games. I did studio. I mean, I always had 6-7 jobs, no matter what I was doing. So hold on real quick, guys. Dynamic! Got to get him stretching.
Love that.
So, yeah, well, the whistle's bad. My whistle was bad. That was a bad one. Let me try again. There we go. So, yeah, I mean,
you're talking about multitasking.
There's some perception elements of it. I also felt like, you know, I wanted to be better at radio when I did it. And, but mostly it's a kind of a perception game thing. None of my guys in the program, like, I don't think people understand what college basketball coaches do when they're not in practice. And, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not in San Diego, so it doesn't take me 35, 40 minutes to get home. Right. Like my brother, he lives in Torrey. I think that's the area it is. He lives pretty close to Del Mar. But like,
yeah,
you know,
that'll be 45 minutes at least with traffic, if not more.
Yeah. It takes me 4 minutes to get to work.
Yet he doesn't have to shovel any snow off of his driveway at the end of the day, though.
45 degrees outside today in Bombay. And I don't shovel snow either. So, but the point is, again, like my day was very compacted. It actually affected probably my assistant coaches a little bit more, only in that, you know, we practice early, do my radio show, they do their work, then we would meet. And, you know, sometimes we're at the office late hours. I don't care. I love the work. I love doing both. But again, the other part to it is, and Kluger knows this, this has been my dream my entire life. And so I don't want, you know, whenever this thing is done, coaching is done, whether it's in 5 years or in 30 years, I don't want to go like, man, you know, I should have stopped the radio sooner. You know, there hasn't really been that much of a change in the couple weeks that I've been just doing coaching only, except that I think I'm annoying the crap out of all of my assistant coaches. So I'm like, now what do I do? I've watched all the film. I've made all the recruiting calls. I've made all the donor calls, donor texts, written all the letters. Like what a college basketball coach does, coaching is a very small fraction of it. And if you hire a really good staff, they do a lot of that.
Well, I hope you have time at least to celebrate the big birthday coming up next week. I just saw that. I just turned the big 5-0 a little while ago. So congratulations on that. And really appreciate you coming on. And a little trip down memory lane for Adam Klug here. But Doug Gottlieb, thank you so much for your time.
Hold on. Can I?
Yeah.
I don't know if Kluger lets you in on. So we used to argue about topics every single day.
I can see that.
You talk about the passion, yeah, right? And I do have a-hole in me. I try and be, and we have a great relationship. But if he ever gives you any grief, you just always remind him what the name of the show is. That's it. That was my one trump card that I always had. Was Adam would have a great idea. Was super passionate. Hey, we got to talk. Today we got to talk. By the way, Lamar Jackson, he got his coach fired, right? They asked him after the game.
He did, yeah.
What do you think about? He got his coach fired, right? But never forget what the name of the show is, Kluger.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show. It's the Better Woods Show. Doug, thank you so much for your time. We got to go. Top of the hour. We'll react to that and have our biggest fan contest announcement. A Klug report as well. It's all Adam Klug all the time on this station on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.